This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. The government has released dozens of internal Army documents that detail investigations into alleged abuse of inmates at U.S. detention centers in Iraq, Afghanistan, and elsewhere. A federal court ordered the Defense Department and other agencies to release the documents. The American Civil Liberties Union was among organizations requesting the files a year ago under the Freedom of Information Act. The new information shows investigations into alleged beatings and killings of detainees. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
Within the hundreds of pages of newly released investigative files are wrenching firsthand and eyewitness accounts of suspected abuse. One witness details the alleged rape of a teenage boy by a private contractor, an interrogator, at Iraq's Abu Ghraib prison. In another statement, a 73-year-old Iraqi woman says she was brutalized and sexually assaulted by U.S. soldiers. The elderly woman says she was made to crawl around on all fours while a large man rode on her back, calling her an animal. Amrit Singh, a lawyer with the ACLU, says most of the investigative files indicate widespread mistreatment of detainees.
All of these investigative files which recount horrific details of abuse, but the manner in which the investigation is conducted, the investigation appears not to be thorough enough.
Singh points to the case of the teenage boy. It was several months before investigators got to his case. By that time, they couldn't locate the witness or the victim. It took almost 10 months to get to the accusations made by the elderly woman. The report says that investigation did not develop sufficient evidence to prove or disprove the woman's story. Singh says in that sort of case, nothing happens.
Nobody is held liable, nobody is charged with anything, and there are no disciplinary proceedings or punishments.
Some of the reports show that investigators were dealing with a he-said-she-said type of situation and that there were difficulties in gathering evidence and following leads. Still, that doesn't mean the Army wasn't fully investigating each case, says Army spokesperson Lieutenant Colonel Pamela Hart.
We strongly reject any notion that we're not doing our jobs. So as appropriate, the Army is aggressively investigating all credible allegations of detainee abuse, and we exceedingly hold our soldiers accountable for their actions.
Hart says more than 100 soldiers or reservists have been court-martialed or received non-judicial or administrative punishment for mistreating detainees. And Hart says there have been many broader investigations looking into what caused or helped propel the abuse.
These are major reviews that are based on more than 950 interviews, over 15,000 pages of documents. More than 300 criminal investigations have all looked into these allegations of detainee mistreatment.
But no high-level serviceman or woman has been charged with devising, implementing, encouraging, or condoning the detainee abuse. The government, at the order of a federal court, has released more than 23,000 pages of reports. That's less than half of what it's been told to produce. So far, the documents have shown, among other things, concern by soldiers and individuals with agencies such as the FBI over aggressive interrogation methods. ACLU lawyer Singh hopes the answer to the real question about where in the chain of command culpability lies is in the documents yet to be handed over.
We do believe that the government is withholding lots of documents that really shed light on who was ultimately responsible for the abuse. It really remains to be seen as to whether the government is going to continue to engage in the kind of stonewalling practices in order to save its own skin.
But the government says it takes time to collect the documents, collate them, and redact any information considered classified. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.